Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. When God threw Jacob's hip out of joint, that was a blessing. A blessing no less from God. It was God the wrestler down and dirty on the mat, wrestling with this scheming, conniving, trickster, heel-grabbing, inheritance-nabbing Jacob. By the way, that all comes in his name. A name that tells you his story from the get-go of his birth until the river Jabbok. When God touched Jacob's hip, it threw it out of joint. Ouch! Times 10 and then some, but it was a blessing nonetheless. A hip out of joint is no laughing matter, yet it was for Jacob a blessing, reminding him of how God, by grace, lifted him out of the dark hole there at the river Jabbok. It was a dark hole indeed. Jacob had just forded the river with his family and possessions and livestock, bringing him but one step closer to the fearful reality of having to face his brother Esau. A brother he had tricked, deceived, mocked, and surely, surely angered to the nth degree. He wasn't looking forward to it. It is always a dark hole whenever we have to face the truth of our sin and all the shameful, often hard consequences. Knowing we're God's children, loved and cared for and provided for, so abundantly blessed, as Jacob had to know too, but there's this ugly side to us as also to him, the scheming, deceiving, not trusting, faithless side, the looking every which way but upside, trying to live life a little or a lot on our own terms, having our way, setting our own controls. We have God's word, but we don't. Trust it. It is indeed painful meeting Jacob here today at the Jabbok, looking into his face and seeing our own. Here at the river, though, is right where the Lord wanted Jacob, right here, all alone. No digital technology. Because it is here at the river that God will wrestle with him, not an hour match, but an all-night marathon, all night long, until the dawn broke and the divine wrestler asked for release, but Jacob pleaded for what he didn't deserve. Blessing. Hurting hip. Messed up life. And the looming real dread of facing a brother he 20 plus years ago so shamefully deceived. I will not let you go unless you bless me. And the divine wrestler did just that. After all, that's why he had shown up at the Jabbok River in the first place. That he might bless Jacob. Giving to Jacob what he truly needed above all else. What Jacob needed above all else was precisely what we need above all else. It is confession and forgiveness. And that comes to Jacob rather simply, with that simple but oh so loaded question from the divine wrestler. What is your name? You see, your name says it all. tells the story, puts it all right out there. Confession. Naming before Almighty God what he already knows about you and has declared about you in his word, saying the very same thing as God says. What is your name? Jacob answers that schemer in the dark hole of his sin and shame and fear. Jacob. This is who I am. This is what I have done. Confession. But confession has two parts. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Like the fifth chief part of Luther's small catechism. Jacob. That word of his name had no more left Jacob's lips there at the river than God spoke his word, and his word was blessing. Though, truth be told, God could well have spoken a word of curse and condemnation, but you know what? That isn't his heart, ever. God comes looking for Jacob, a sinner. He always comes looking for sinners, even today, again. He's looking for Jacob, a lost sheep out of 100, a lost coin, a lost son, a lost Jacob, you. God is looking, seeking, because he has a word for you. Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with men and have overcome, says the divine wrestler. And what is this winning, this overcoming factor of all this wrestling? It's faith. Childlike trust in all the words, all the promises of God. It is in receiving yet again and again and again what God in love would give to Jacob and to the likes of me and to the likes of you. What is it that overcomes in the world of sin and struggle? It is faith, writes St. John in his first letter. Faith, that's how we walk, that's how we live. Even when we can see all of the storms outside there around us, and we can hear all of the raging storms within us, nonetheless, we walk by faith, not by sight. Everyone who has been born of God, pens John, overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world. Our faith. Jacob called the place Peniel. Literally, face of El, God. Because, as Jacob confessed, I saw God face to face, and yet my life was delivered. What does this mean? Here's a good place to ask that salutary Lutheran question. What does this mean? What does this mean that Jacob saw God face to face, and yet his life was spared, was delivered? It means that in the midst of what he could not see, could not even begin to fathom, with that pain in his hip, a limp in his step, and Esau right around the corner, Jacob believed and held fast the promises of God. You know those promises. They all center around. They all find their yes, their amen in Jesus, the divine wrestler sent by the Father to wrestle to the tomb, our sin, our death, all that could ever bring us down, Jesus won. For us, Jesus meets and beats death. In the very power that gives all of us a new identity in him, in the power of his resurrection victory, overcoming all our enemies, with a victory poured out on us at the river of our baptism, Jesus calls us to be his Israel. New name, new identity. You are his Israel. In Jesus, you have overcome. In the midst of the long dark night of wrestling, in the brokenness of your sin and in the pain, the sorrow, the losses of this crazy, chaotic, rebellious world, Jesus calls you to hang it up, to hang it all up, your sins, your sorrows, your cares, your fears, to hang it all up on him. He invites you with open arms to cast all your cares on him and to trust. To trust his promises. To take him at his word. To have faith in all that his words and promises declare. Because you know what? Here is your Peniel. Right here. Here, where your ears hear yet again his sure, immovable, nailed-down word of forgiveness for all your sins. Right here. Where his arms open wide and welcome to you again in all your frailty, in all your weakness, your failing, your falling, with everything going on in your life and whatever is up ahead, just around the corner. Here, Jesus welcomes you to be the honored guest at his table. He would feed you here and give you rest so that when you limp away into your day and the week ahead, you will know that yet again you have seen the face of God and your life has been delivered into hands far greater than yours. Hands to hold you. Hands to keep you. Until you see with your very own Easter morning eyes that divine wrestler triumphant. And you walk without a limp. In the name of Jesus. The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.